It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump was asked for his thoughts on pop star Taylor Swift, who recently endorsed two Tennessee Democrats, Phil Bredesen for Senate and Jim Cooper for the House. Here's what he had to say.
You know, well, Marsha Blackburn is doing a very good job in Tennessee. She's leading now substantially, which she should. She's a tremendous woman. I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about her. And let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
By the way, since Taylor's since Taylor's post, vote.org has experienced a huge spike in registrations nationwide. Tennessee registrations spiked specifically since that was the state
that
she called out.
That'd be so crazy if, like, the numbers shift and what's her name, Blackburn doesn't win.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if she also gets political on the AMAs tonight. Speaking of the AMAs, Post Malone changed up his appearance just days before tonight's big award show. On Sunday, Post posted a photo of himself on Instagram with short hair. No more man bun, no braids, just his curly short hair. The AMAs air tonight on ABC at 8. Dakota Johnson is not pregnant with her first child with boyfriend Chris Martin. There were reports that the couple are expecting a baby boy based on a video obtained from a party. In the footage, a string of blue and pink balloons were released into the sky, but a rep for the 50 Shades of Grey actress says the party was a birthday party, not a gender reveal party as once thought. The rep also confirmed that she's not even pregnant. And this is hilarious. Kevin Hart posted a video right after running in the Chicago Marathon, and let's just say he saw some interesting things go down.
Your boy is on cloud nine. Why? Marathon number two complete, man. I didn't get the time I wanted. I finished in a 4:13, but the weather was to rain for the first 16 miles. But it didn't stop me. I ran 21 miles straight, broke down at mile 22. Feet froze up, saw two older women on themselves.
Oh, no.
True story. One of them just came down the back of a leg. The other stopped in the grass and moved her shorts. But I made it. I made it through.
I love him. He's probably one of my very favorite comedians. Coming up after 8:15, I'll tell you what two actresses like to get in the bathtub together.
Ooh. Now I kind of want some rubber ducky time.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.